Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
As followers of Jesus Christ, we have an urgent message. He's the Savior of the world. But when sharing the message about the Lord Jesus, we should allow unbelievers time to process and respond to what they've heard. You see, Jesus himself modeled this principle. Though he certainly emphasized the urgency of belief, he was patient with those who were struggling to discover the truth regarding who he is and why he came to earth. This certainly included the apostles. Thomas, of course, struggled the most. He wouldn't believe until he actually saw the nail prints in Jesus' hands and feet and the wound in his side. Nicodemus is another illustration. He came to Jesus by night and then became a secret disciple. But notice what happened at the cross.
Nicodemus, who had previously come to him at night, also came, bringing a mixture of about 75 pounds of myrrh and aloes. Then they took Jesus' body and wrapped it in linen cloths with the aromatic spices, according to the burial custom of the Jews. There was a garden in the place where he was crucified. A new tomb was in the garden. No one had yet been placed in it. They placed Jesus there because of the Jewish preparation and since the tomb was nearby.
Yes, Nicodemus had been a secret disciple, but when he saw what happened at the cross, he, along with Joseph of Arimathea, openly expressed their loyalty to Christ. You see, it took time for these men to become dedicated disciples of Jesus Christ. So let's remember this principle to live by. We should allow unbelievers time to process and to respond to what they've heard.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.